Hi, my name's Abby.
And I'm Delia.
I'm Arielle. Welcome to our podcast.
We are seeking and sharing source to answer our research questions.
How effective and valuable has the Indigenous land acknowledgements on Turtle Island been in resisting and disturbing the colonial system's erasure of Indigenous land rights and in changing the discourse in mainstream media surrounding Indigenous land rights?
Source number one. This article's entitled Canada's Land Acknowledgement Draw Criticism from the Indigenous Peoples They're Supposed to Honor. And the author is Amanda Coleta. The main message in this article is about land acknowledgement and how such statements have grown in Canada. They are spoken of before NHL games, meetings of parliaments, among other venues and ceremonies, where they are supposed to honor the people who lived on the territory before the European settlers arrived, and in some cases still do. These articles point out these acknowledgments have become commonplace and also drawn a backlash. And even the Indigenous people themselves are expressing concerns about the practice, worrying that it has become an empty and perfunctory gesture without addressing their concerns or doing the more difficult work of building meaningful relationships with them. The article, it pointed out statements also used at Admiral Collingwood Elementary School, Simcoe District School Board, even Alberta Government School, where the interpretation were left for personal preference. And all of those were being critiqued. I will use the resources. Why? Because it looks at key relevant issues. How the acknowledgement were used, why it were used, the relevance, and in one case, even argued that the acknowledgement still should be done, despite, because still, it is still a step towards reconciliation. I really do appreciate, however, the author highlighting the fact that the land acknowledgements, the acknowledgements, recognitions should be kept, but adjusted to achieve its relevant meaning.
So Delia, in your source, does it give any historical context to where land acknowledgements are coming from, what the history is behind them, and how we've gotten to this place on Turtle Island?
Of course, it gives context to the history of the Indigenous colonization of Turtle Island and referenced in the 2015 report of Canada's Truth and Reconciliation Commission. And that's after 7 years of study.
So, Delia, does it give a context to how we as non-Indigenous people experience and come across LA in our own life experience?
Of course. Like I mentioned earlier, we have it in NHL games. We have it in meetings of parliaments, among other venues and ceremonies. So, yes, it does.
Source number two. The source I chose is The Spectacle of Reconciliation, on the unsettling responsibilities to Indigenous peoples in the academy. It was written by Michelle Daigle, professor at the University of Toronto. The purpose of this paper is to examine how the truth and reconciliation process has naturalized and fetishized Indigenous suffering and trauma, while cultivating settler colonial spectacles whereby white settler Canadians engage in hollow performances of recognition and remorse. The author argues that these spectacular spaces become centered and severed from a larger terrain of settler colonial dispossession and violence that Indigenous peoples continue to resist on an everyday basis. The paper is current. It was published in 2019. It's very reliable, published by a reputable journal, Society and Space, and written by a professor at the University of Toronto, a reputable university. The author is Cree and draws on a range of critical analysis of reconciliation led by Indigenous scholars. The paper is relevant. It gives context on reconciliation while having a focus on Canadian post-secondary institutions and land acknowledgements. The author's point of view is that Canadian universities continue to be a crucial site of settler-colonial relations and a constitutive part of the settler-colonial state. I will use this source for context surrounding land acknowledgements and the many Indigenous scholars' opinions given in this thorough paper.
What university did the author focus on and why?
The author focused mostly on UBC, University of British Columbia. I thought it was a great example of it being an accurate and well thought out paper because UBC has a unique history with colonization. It has a unique history with reconciliation. And it also was the host of last Canadian Olympics.
So are you planning to agree with the point of view of the author?
Yeah, I do plan on arguing that land acknowledgements are a spectacle. So yeah, I plan on taking a lot of points and context and just sourcing from this article.
Source number 3. One of my articles is, has Indigenous land acknowledgement should become the norm, criticize questions rather gesture has lost its meaning. The author is Joe Friesen. The date of the publish is June 27, 2019. The publisher is the Globe and Mail. The main message of my article is offering a land acknowledgement has become a symbol of reconciliation and almost standard protocol for public gathering across Canada, particularly at universities. But recently, they have also become criticized as an empty gesture, prompting some to ask whether they should change. The purpose of this measure is the idea that it became a merely symbolic gesture is giving people an excuse not to do it. And any excuse not to acknowledge Indigenous people. For example, the politician in Richmond Hill, Ontario, recently rejected an initiative to open a council meeting with a land acknowledgement, voting instead to train staff on Indigenous issues. I love that Penny Bryden, president of Canadian Historical Association, said she heard a few unscripted land acknowledgement, some of which was quite emotional and meaningful.
Several scholars have called for acknowledgements to be rethought. Instead of reciting a script, they encourage people to speak frankly about their own connection to the communities and places they intend to honor. Do you agree with that thought, and will you use it?
Yes, I agree with that thought, and I'll be using it from my argumentative paper.
Richmond Hill, a deputy mayor asked whether city council was heading too far down the road of political correctness, since council wasn't also making statement acknowledging immigrant communities. Do you think that's a fair comparison or statement?
No, because at least with the indigenous, they own the land. Even though, like, for them, like the immigrant, they should not be able to own that because it does not belong to them. They came from the outside. So at the end of the day, the indigenous should be owning that land more than other people should have been, and they should be returning it.
Thank you for being with us here today. This has been Ariel,
Delia,
and Abby.